It's a Friday afternoon. You and I are heading into the weekend together. It is a beautiful Friday, and what a weekend. I mean, this city is ramped up and buzzing. It's the playoff game, the Saints and the Eagles in the Mercedes-Benz Superdome Sunday afternoon. Here's an update on our Blue Runner Foods poll question. Where will you be watching the Saints-Eagles playoff game? 44% at home alone, 35% in the dome, 15% at a party, and 8% at a sports bar. Give us your opinion by going to our website, WWL.com. I mentioned a little while ago some of the hosts on our sister station, 94 WIP Sports Radio in Philadelphia. Some are picking the Saints and some are picking the Eagles. Joe Giglio joins us live on WWL. Joe is the evening host at Sports Radio WIP. Joe, welcome to our show.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Okay, so you think the Eagles are going to beat the Saints, and your predicted score is 31-27, and you just think that Nick Foles is going to be the difference.
I think so. I mean, the Eagles are just, and I know we're going to probably talk about the last time we saw these two teams play in November. It's a totally different football team, and the biggest catalyst has been the quarterback change. I mean, they have a lot of things that have gone in their way the last 6-7 weeks around the quarterback, but Nick Foles has just taken the Eagles to a different level, kind of like the level we saw them play at when they won the Super Bowl last year.
I mean, how interesting is this? I mean, you've got this stud quarterback in Wentz, and then Foles last year, and again doing it this year, just flawlessly in some ways, leading the Eagles to victory.
It's incredible. I mean, it's becoming a controversy here, a quarterback controversy. It's becoming a problem the Eagles are going to have to deal with when the season ends. I don't imagine both these players will be back here next year. The logic says, Ian, that it will be Carson Wentz. They drafted him. He's the guy. He's younger. But the more Nick Foles keeps winning these big games, the harder I think it is going to be for the Eagles to just let him walk away. I mean, especially if the Eagles continue this run and if they can get through New Orleans, maybe get to another Super Bowl. It's almost impossible to say goodbye to the quarterback.
Well, you know, going into this this past weekend, people were predicting, well, the Saints are either going to play the Cowboys or the Seahawks, not thinking the Eagles really had a chance to beat the Bears in Chicago. And even though the Bears kind of screwed up themselves, still, the Eagles put themselves in a position to win the game, and they did.
And they did. And look, with 4 minutes and 50-something seconds to go, Nick Foles and his team is down 5 points against probably the best defense in the NFL this season in Chicago on the road. And he goes right down the field and scores a touchdown to basically win the game. And the missed field goal obviously kept that lead for the Eagles. But it was just another example of whenever this guy plays, they just seem to win. And now, you know, he's played 11 games over the last two seasons. When you include the playoffs, they're 10-1. And when Carson Wentz was the MVP candidate last year, his first 11 games of that season, they were 10-1. So he's kind of matched them, but even in even bigger games.
So Carson Wentz is such, I guess in some ways, he's a prototype quarterback, a tough guy and accurate. What is it about Nick Foles, who in some ways is not as flashy, that makes him so effective?
I think it's two things. One, and earlier this season when Wentz was struggling a little bit, which wasn't surprising, he was coming off a major injury last year, and we find out he's hurt again, this time with a stress fracture in his back. But Doug Peterson, the Eagles coach, and I think you said it after the Saints game in New Orleans, that they're just not executing the offense. And I took that as code for the quarterback isn't throwing the ball where it's supposed to, when it's supposed to go there. And I think Nick Foles, because he's less athletic, because he can't run, I think he just takes what is given to him. He doesn't try to do too much, and that's effective. And the other thing, and we've seen this a lot the last couple of years, he is unflappable in these big moments. His teammates say it's ice in his veins. It's almost like a zen-like a thing he has, where it's just the bigger the moment gets, the more his heartbeat just slows down.
Boy, that's got to be something that transfers to the whole team.
Oh, it does. And they've talked about it. Last week when they had a fourth and goal, down 5 points to try to go ahead, and it just was like any other play. And I think the team has kind of adopted his very let's just live in the moment type of attitude. Mm-hmm.
So what is it about the Saints? I know you're predicting the Eagles to win. What is it about the Saints that concerns you most?
Well, Drew Brees. I mean, I look at the rosters, and the Saints had a great season. They're a very good football team. They earned that number one seed, and I thought, you know, they were my preseason pick to go to the Super Bowl. And up until, I don't know, the end of November, early December, when they started to slow down a little bit, I thought they were easily the best team in the NFL. The one thing I noticed, though, all year is I don't think that their roster is incredible from 1 through 52. I think that they have 10, 11 really good players. They have the quarterback who makes everyone around them better. And that's what worries me, because I think player for player, just every single man for every single man, I think the Eagles are right there with the Saints. And probably we would have had this conversation in September. I would have said the same thing, and probably most people would have agreed that the Eagles were the defending champions. I think the difference and what scares me is Drew Brees might just have one of those days where he just, you know, puts up 35 points and you can't stop him.
Well, Joe, if it's okay with you, let's try to talk Monday. Regardless of how the game turns out, you and I will talk about what happened and how the fans are reacting in Philadelphia, and we'll talk about the fans in New Orleans.
You got it. Looking forward to it.
All right, Joe Gigley, evening host on our sister station, 94 WIP Sports Radio in Philadelphia. Joe, thanks for being with us. Yeah, we'll talk to him again Monday afternoon. All right, if you're on hold, stay with us. If you've got a comment, it's free for all Friday, but we're not talking about politics. I literally, live on the air, ripped up stories about Trump and the wall, the government shutdown. Not that my sympathy isn't with all of those who aren't getting paid for the government, and just really. But we're not getting into that today. I can't. If I could change it today, I certainly would. But I can't change the outcome of that. It's not up to me. But all of that will be here next week for us to talk about. It's been great to take this break from politics and just, hey, we'll talk about any aspect of the Saints game you want to talk about. And also, if you have a good suggestion of where somebody might go to watch the game, if they don't want to be home alone and they're not going to the stadium to watch the game, where would be a good place to watch it in a crowd? Our number is 260-1870, area code 504-260-1870, and our text is 870-870. I just got a text from an Eagles, from a Saints fan living in Philadelphia listening to our show, and I'll share that with you and get to your calls when we come back. I'm feeling it. I am feeling good vibrations in this. It's going to be the second time around for the Saints and the Eagles. Looking forward to it. I love the fact that the Saints are talking about how this is not the same Philadelphia Eagles team. It's not. Totally different team. And you just heard the host from Sister Station Sports Radio at 94 WIP in Philadelphia talking about the confidence that they have in Nick Foles. And you know, if you've got a quarterback like Wentz and a quarterback like Nick Foles, You got to be certain this is going to be a quarterback controversy there. You know, Sunday the Saints have dome field advantage. And back in mid-November, the Super Bowl champs, the Eagles, were disappointing their fans. The team was kind of heading down, and they did not look destined to repeat as Super Bowl champs. And the Saints dominated the Eagles 48-7. And Eagles coach Doug Peterson has been using that idea that the Saints ran up the score as a motivating factor for the team coming into Saints home territory. It doesn't matter whether we really ran up the score or not. If he's convinced his team that we did, then that is a motivating factor. Also, the Eagles have a chance to repeat as Super Bowl champions. And not many teams have done that. The Patriots were the last team to do that back in 2004 and 2005. And the Eagles are peaking right now. The Saints still have a lot left in their tank. And it's going to be interesting to see if maybe we see some of the creative, I don't want to say trick plays, but some of the different creative plays that we have been anticipating, you know, the last few weeks that we haven't really seen with Taysom Hill and with others. And Sean Payton is just a creative offensive genius. And I think this might be the week that we see some of that. The Saints are favored by 9 points, which for a playoff game seems like it's a pretty big spread. I'm confident the Saints will win. But just as a little insurance, I wrote a prayer for the Saints, and I'd like to share that prayer with you. Of course, if you're driving, if you're operating heavy equipment, if you're watching children, don't do this. But if you're in a situation where you can bow your heads, please bow your heads and pray with me. Our saints who art in heaven, hallowed it be thy game. Thy kickoff come, thy win be done, in the playoffs as it was in the season. Give us this win, our playoff win, and forgive us our incomplete passes, as we forgive those who complete passes against us. And lead us not into defeat, but deliver us to the NFL championship. Amen. Who dat? From Houston, Kirk, you're on WWL. Hey, Kirk.
That was beautiful. I mean, that was beautiful. Bravo.
Well, it's just a little extra insurance.
All right, I just want to say a couple of things.
Yeah.
Ain't no stopping us now. I have bad memories with that song. When I was a kid growing up in New Orleans, me and my best friend was riding our bikes going towards Chalmette, and we both got flat tires. So every time I hear that song, I just have bad memories of that song. Now, as far as the Saints is concerned, there's two things that a lot of people look like they have forgotten. Number one, the Saints had the second hardest schedule. The Philadelphia Eagles had the 19th hardest schedule. Two of the last teams that Philadelphia beat, they beat Washington 24-0 against their third-string quarterback, and they beat New York. And you know New York hasn't had a good year. And as far as Chicago is concerned, they have a defense, but they do not have an offense, and they do not have the weapons that the Saints have. I don't think the Saints going to blow them out, but I still see the Saints winning by 10 points, 24-14.
All right,
Kirk. If they do blow them out by more than that, I wouldn't be surprised.
Kirk, I love the points you make, and they're all legitimate points. Here's a text that says, a Scoot Saints fan living in Philly, listening while headed to work. The Eagles fans and the players are really cocky. We have to show them who the real champs are. Go Saints. Another text says, rolling through Des Moines, Iowa. That is who dat, Scoot Show, go Saints. It's amazing with technology today. I mean, we have people listening all over the country. And all of you, wherever you are welcome to this show. You're welcome to call. You're welcome to text. You are part of this show. And I have listeners that have known me from other cities, in other cities as well. So we appreciate you streaming the show. If you haven't done it yet, download the app radio.com, and you can follow the show anytime, anywhere. Here is another text that says, Scoot, Brad here just came in from offshore. I made it, driving home, got two tickets to the club section 333, and I am pumped, buddy, feeling excitement, who dat. And if you can't make the game, go to Hurricanes on Vets by Bonneville. Love the show. Yeah, we're also taking suggestions on where you might watch the game if you want to go and be in a crowd. And before I get back to your calls, I'll share just a couple of thoughts with you. Cooter Browns, Uptown, Walk-Ons on Poydras, The Rusty Nail, the Warehouse District, Fat Jack's in Slidell. Let's see. This is the Urban South Brewery, which is kid and dog friendly, and the stuff to do with the kids. Step Brothers in Metairie, Felix's on Bourbon Street in the French Quarter, the Vintage Rock Club on Poydras, Bobby Hebert's Cajun Cannon Restaurant. They've got screens everywhere. That's why I sent a text. Yeah, that's a great place to watch the game. And it would be. Great food and great service as well. Oceana Grill, downtown in the French Quarter. Fun place to watch. And then I got a text that somebody suggested, Jockeys in Gentilly. From the Ninth Ward, Anthony, welcome to the show.
Hello. Thank you, Scoot. I like the prayer. I thought it was real good.
Well, thanks.
I just have a question, and I know you can't give an answer like that. But what are these Phillies fans calling in and saying that Philly's a different team? That's not the same team the Saints played during the regular season. But what are they trying to say, that the Saints are no longer a good team? Are they putting the Saints down? Like, we just going to lay down for Philly?
No, I don't think they're saying that. I think they're just talking about the fact that the Eagles are peaking right now, and so they better have respect for the Saints. And I think most of them, if you're a smart Philadelphia Eagles fan, you've got a lot of respect for Drew Brees and the Saints.
Well, that's all I was trying to find out, because that's all I keep hearing. Oh, this is not the same Philadelphia team that they play in the regular season. That's a different Philly team. Well,
it may be a different Philly team, but, you know,
time to get their injuries, welded back together and healed.
Maybe,
so I think we're going to be a tougher team.
Maybe what we should be saying is, okay, maybe that's not the same Philadelphia Eagles team, but it's the same Saints team.
There you go.
All right, Anthony. Glad you called. From Diamond Head, David, welcome to the show.
How you doing, Scoot?
I'm good.
Good. I just want to make a couple comments. The first, we have a good history against Philadelphia in the playoffs. I know two playoff games for sure that I've seen that we have beat them in the playoffs. It's been years ago. One of those, I think, was in the Dome. I was there when Deuce McAllister had one of his best games. Also, that coach from Philadelphia, he may be using the blowout that we gave him earlier in the year as motivation, and that may be a motivation factor. There's two ex-Saints players on the Eagles, Sproles and Malcolm Jenkins, that I know of.
Jenkins,
really good defensive player.
Yep.
And I look for both of those players to bite us a little bit in this game.
You know, a loss would be even worse if Sproles and Jenkins contributed to their victory.
Right, right. And, you know, they know us pretty well. I mean, I'm sure Sproles and Jenkins is probably, you know, gave them, of course, their plays that we had then are different now. But
no, David, look, every game is a game that has to be played. And we just go back and look at how the Eagles are where they are. I mean, everybody thought the Bears were going to win, but the Eagles went in there to Soldier Field in Chicago and beat the Bears. So, you know, no matter how much you think your team is better, every game is a game to be played, and emotion plays a big part of it.
Right, right. And, you know, there's a reason why we play the games. Nobody knows who's going to win. I mean,
That's right. If
I'm a diehard Saints fan, I bleed black and gold. I go to 3 or 4 games a year when I can, and I'm going to be in the dome on Sunday. One thing I will say, if we do get beat, we had a 13-3 season, but we're not going to get beat. But I'm just saying, come Monday, if we're all depressed, we got to look at the whole season. 13-3, what a season we have had.
We did have a great season, David. I appreciate the call, but I don't even want to go there. I don't even want to talk about how, it's been a great season no matter what happened. Look, I'm confident the Saints are going to win, and this is just going to be such an exciting game to watch, whether you're there or watching it somewhere else. If you're on hold, hang on. I'm Scoot. We're coming right back on I'm getting a request for the prayer that I wrote and read on the air for the Saints. That is available on our website at WWL.com. If you don't see it up there, just go to the menu bar, go to shows, and click on the Scoot page, and you'll find it there. I'm sure if it's not, I'm sure they'll post it on our WWL Radio Facebook page, and I'll put it on the Scoot on the Air Facebook page later. Late tonight, I'm going to head out into the French Quarter and see if I can find some Philadelphia Eagles fans, and I'll bring you a live Facebook update. And we'll find out what's going on in the French Quarter tonight. I have this text that says, hey, Scoot, I just left Riverwalk and did not see any Eagles fans. Interesting, because Eagles fans travel really, really well. I mentioned earlier that I'm in the terrace level. I never know where I'm going to sit. And the last home game, I was on the very front row in the plaza level. I mean, right behind the bench, front row. And that's fun, and that's exciting. I never know where I'm going to sit. I just know that I'm going to be at the game, and I'm in the terrace level for this game, and I've been in the terrace level many, many times. I love the perspective from there, and I've been in the plaza, low. I've been in every different area of the dome, and I've got to tell you that there's a certain vibe in that terrace section that I love. Sometimes some people get a little rowdy, but I love the vibe there. From Morgan City, Terry, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
How you doing, Scoot? Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I was I want to comment on the offensive line. I think the key factor in the game is going to be our healthy O-line against their defensive line. And if our cornerbacks and linebackers can give us a little time, I think we can get to Foles and maybe shake him up a little bit.
Well, you know, hopefully we can, because the guy it apparently is not that easy to shake up, and Sean Payton seems to have a lot of respect for him. And I just think it's fascinating how he is peaking and comes into this situation as a starting quarterback in a parallel manner that happened last year, and they won the Super Bowl. I'm not predicting they're going to win the Super Bowl, but the guy is doing an effective job leading the team.
Absolutely, and I thought you made another good point earlier when you commented about, I'm anxious to see what coach is going to do. Like you said, we haven't seen anything for 4 or 5 weeks with Taysom Hill or anything like that, you know, especially. I don't care for Taysom to throw the ball, but I like the way coach uses him on the, you know, the RPOs and stuff like that. It really tricks out the defense. I mean, it's... And the Eagles have a real good defense. I think the difference is going to be if our O-line, I think they're healthy. Everybody's coming back. Correct me if I'm wrong, but
I'm not sure what the latest is on that, but you know, Zach Strief and Deuce McAllister coming up next on the Fans and the Pros, and I'm sure they'll have that latest injury information.
Absolutely, and I think the way the DeMario Davis and the linebackers and the defense has been playing, if our cornerbacks can just give us a little time, cover the receivers to where we can get some pressure. Yeah. I know our guys can get there and it's
hard to put pressure on Nick Foles because he gets rid of the ball so quickly.
Just like Drew Brees. I mean, yeah. If I'm not mistaken, I think maybe Nick Foles and Drew Brees may have went to the same high school in Texas.
They did. And you know the other coincidence is? They wear the same number.
Right. Maybe they're breeds.
But it's really, it's very unusual that two quarterbacks that played at the same high school are meeting in this playoff game. Terry, I got to move on. Who dat? Go Saints. Glad you're with us. Here is here's a text that says, I think after the Saints win, we should drop feathers onto the field because we beat the Eagles. See, wouldn't it be interesting if we dropped something that was relating to the team that we played? Like, I think we could drop feathers for beating the Eagles, the Falcons, the Cardinals, the Seahawks. What about if we play the Cowboy? We're going to drop Cowboy boots? What about if we play like the Bucks? We could drop spears and knives and things from like the Buccaneer days. Anyway, I don't think that's going to happen where we're going to drop feathers, but it's an interesting thought. The Beatles first hit America pop culture 55 years ago next month. The phenomenon they created lives on. The baby boomer generation was the first young generation to witness the Beatles, and their popularity is still alive today, even with younger generations who have come to love and appreciate their music that has proven to be timeless. Tonight at 8 o'clock at the Jefferson Parish Performing Arts Center, the Beatles legend, the Liverpool legends, the complete Beatles experience is going to be on stage. Four guys who closely resemble John, Paul, George, and Ringo, selected personally by George Harrison's sister. And not only do they look similar to the Beatles, but they have studied the Beatles and have worked very hard to replicate their sound. It's going to be a great show tonight. It's tonight at 8 o'clock at the Jefferson Performing Arts Center, and tomorrow night at 7:30. And I'm looking forward to the concert. I mean, Beatles Fest is big here every summer. This is going to be a huge event, and it's just such a tribute to what this band contributed to pop culture and to the world of music 55 years ago next month. It just says so much that they're still so popular with so many different generations. And they're going to span from early Beatles to Sgt. Pepper to, you know, the drug years. I mean, they're not going to actually do drugs on stage, but they're going to let you know that they're covering that music as well. And all the way to Abbey Road and The White, the Beatles album. So should be a fun show tonight. I'm Scoot. Hang on. Oh, by the way, when we come back out of this break, I'm going to play a song that I'm dedicating to the two sewage and waterboard workers who fell asleep on the job that forced people like me and businesses and many people in downtown New Orleans for nearly 2 days to have to boil their water because two guys fell asleep on the job. I'm dedicating the next song to them on WWL. This is for those two guys who fell asleep at the sewage and waterboard. You think they cuddled? You think these two guys, like, you know, were spooning, cuddled up, all twisted together, and just sleeping? You sons of... No, I don't want to say it, but... They retired. They resigned. And they shouldn't have been allowed to resign. They should have been fired. And I think, you know, Channel 4 or somebody should do an investigative report to find out if these two people are receiving any kind of benefits, any kind of pension or anything, because in my opinion, they don't deserve it. You screw up your job badly, you're done. It's over. I mean, if we don't start holding people accountable, what's the incentive to do good? And falling asleep on the job like that has been such... That act was such a microcosm of the image of the Sewage and Water Board. That it's embarrassing. And Mayor Cantrell really needs to do all she can to straighten that up, because that is not acceptable. Because it really inconveniences a lot of businesses and a lot of people. Why? Because two people, they're at work. And they fell asleep. Unacceptable. From Gretna, Dan, you're on WWL.
Hey, Scoob, what you doing, my brother?
Hey, Dan.
No, I'm looking at something right now. My wife and I, we got tickets. We're going with friends to the Performing Arts for the Beatles thing.
Yeah.
And I'm on the West Bank. I was telling her, I think it would be easy for I and her to take Huey P. Long.
Well, let's see. Yeah, I mean, where are you on the West Bank?
I'm in Gretna.
Okay, you're in. I'm sorry. You're in. Okay, you're in Gretna.
Is it close to?
I don't know. No. Look, somebody can correct me, but if I were in Gretna, I mean, that's a long drive to the UAP Long Bridge. I think I would go the Crescent City Connection, and I would get off at. Take the interstate to Clearview and get off there and go to Airline, or you can get off at the Carrollton Interchange area. You can get off at Airline there. And just take Airline Highway. The lights are pretty much synchronized on Airline Highway. So if you drive the speed limit, you make the lights. So that might be an easy way to get there.
All right, cool. I'm gonna be looking for you.
All right, Dan. I guess that's okay. I mean, you know, usually you kind of get nervous when somebody says, "I'm gonna be looking for you." From Wagaman, Wayne, you're on WWL.
Hey, Scoot, how's it going, dude?
Good. Having a fun day.
We plan on going tailgating all around where everybody tailgates around the dome and everything, and we're going to try something out a little different. We're going to watch this game at once at Champion Square.
Okay. Who's we?
I got a couple friends of mine that's going, and we try to get – I'm going to beat that drum, man. I used to beat the drum at the game, so we're going to bring it out around the dome. We're going around with it.
You just made me think of Crazy George. Wasn't that the guy's name who used to beat the drum in the dome?
I always did it 1 year, and then I did it all the years after that.
Well, good for you. You know, if you're going to be out there, and I mentioned this earlier, you know, the steps there at Champion Square are going to make you feel like you're in a stadium, and I would think that's a really good spot to get together with people and watch the game, but you're going to kind of feel like you're at the game in Philadelphia because it's going to be chilly and windy Sunday afternoon, so just bundle up.
I kind of got the idea for the Atlanta game when we played Thanksgiving night. I went outside to smoke a cigarette in the designated area, and from there, I could see them monitors in Champion Square a lot better than what I could see what they were showing us underneath the dome there to watch it while you're out there smoking.
There have been times that I have come out early to talk to people, and I see the game on there. So, you know, Champion Square, because you're part of the pregame excitement, and you're there after the game when fans are coming out. So you really feel like you're part of the experience, even though you're not inside the dome.
Hey, man, no worry about this game. We're going all the way.
Well,
all the way. Atlanta,
I'm worried, but I think the Saints are going to go to the Super Bowl, and I said that, you know, a week or so ago. But I'm a little concerned, and I hope the Saints are concerned enough to, you know, take it really seriously.
Oh, they got a business frame of mind. You ain't got to worry about that.
All right, Wayne, I appreciate the call, man. We'll be looking for you around the dome with your drum. Here's a text for the Cowboys. We can drop cow chips. Wait a minute. Wait. We don't want to punish ourselves. I mean, if we're in the dome, we want a bunch of cow chips driving down from the top. Here's a text. Do you know if there is an opening act tonight for the Beatles show? Thanks. That's from Roy. Roy, I think there is a Supreme tribute band. No, I don't think there's a tribute band before the Beatles show tonight. Here is another text that says Foles is the one to beat. Foles is the one who beat all Drew's high school records. He wears number 9 because of his respect for Drew. Foles is a class act like Drew. Different Eagles team, same outcome. We walk out with a win. Who dat? Hope that's right. All right, I'm Scoot. If you're on hold, hang on. We're coming back. Our website right now is filled with great stories about the Saints. You want to get psyched for this game? I mean, I know you're already psyched, but you want to get even more psyched? You want to read some great stories, even stories like how hosts on the sports station in Philadelphia are predicting the game will end. They're predicting the score. You'll be interested in that. And a lot of other great articles. Also, did you know that Reggie Bush and Jonathan Vilma are going to lead the Who Dat chant before kickoff? Whoa. Yep, we've got that story too. It's all on our website, WWL.com. I'm Scoot. We'll be back. Fans and the pros coming up next with Zach Streif and Deuce McAllister, the play-by-play and color analyst for the Saints games for WWL. They'll be in the studio coming up in just a few minutes. I wonder what they're going to talk about next hour. Hey, this has been a really fun show. I have really enjoyed this. If you haven't yet, join me on Facebook. My Facebook page is Scoot on the Air, and it's really an extension of this show. And a lot of what I do there is shared on WWL, and I share a lot of WWL's Facebook stuff on my page. That's also my Instagram account, Scoot on the Air. And my Twitter account is at ScootWWL. Dennis Asaf has called into the show, and Dennis is with the Jefferson Performing Arts Center. Dennis, welcome.
Hey, Scoot. So nice to hear your show, man. I enjoy it every day.
Well, thanks, Dennis. I'm great. And I know everybody at the station and a lot of people looking forward to the Liverpool Legends tonight.
Yeah, it's going to be a great concert. We're delighted. Of course, you know, that's our home. We're the artistic company there. And we've developed our own patois, how to tell people how to find it.
Okay.
We start out with saying, do you know where the Saints training camp is? Most people do.
Okay.
Well, you know, right next to it is the old Zephyr Stadium, now the Baby Cakes, and I don't know what it's going to be after that. And, of course, we're right next door to that baseball stadium. And then people go, oh, I know where that is. That's what that building is? So that's the usual. And, by the way, the gentleman who was on the West Bank, and you told him, I think the Huey P is the better way to go. To take the Huey P and then go Clearview to Airline and
okay.
take a left, and it's just 2 miles down. But again, we thank you for your support and look forward to seeing you there, buddy. And
have a
great Saints game, and
nice.
Hope to see you soon.
Hi, Dennis. Well, you'll see me tonight. I appreciate you calling in. I'm looking forward to it. Yeah, Beatles Fest in the French Quarter every year at House of Blues is a blast. It's sold out every year. This is almost a sellout. There may be a few tickets left for Liverpool Legends, a group of people that looks similar to George, Paul, John, and Ringo. That's it. John, Paul, George, and Ringo, I think, is usually the order. Anyway, it's tonight and tomorrow night at the Jefferson Performing Arts Center. It's time for the $1,000 Intercom National Cash Contest. Code word. The code word this hour is MOTHER. Text MOTHER to 72881. That's MOTHER to 72881. You can win $1,000. Next code word coming up right before the top of the hour news during the Fans and the Pros, right before 5 o'clock. We never charge for text, but individual plan text and data rates may apply. Please don't text and drive. I can't wait to be with you Monday afternoon because I have this very strong feeling we are going to be talking about a Saints victory, and the Saints are going to go on to play who? I don't know. The Cowboys or the Rams? We'll talk about that Monday afternoon. I want to thank Diane Newman, our program director, our show producer, Tom Manassas, and our studio, I'm just ready for the weekend to start, and our studio producer, Ian Hoke. And thank you for being part of our show. All right, have a great weekend. Love you, New Orleans.